It's a Skosen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Toldos, what a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perikov, hey, Pasuk Yutes, the Eile told us Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avram olida Yitzchok. And these are the offsprings of Yitzchok, the son of Avram, and Avram begat, he had Yitzchok, by he Yitzchok ben Arbaim Shana, and Yitzchok was 40 years old when he took Rivka. And Rashi does the whole cheshbon because Sarah was 90 years old when she had Yitzchok, and she passed away, as we spoke about last week, 127, he was 37. Then Rivka was born, and then 3 years later, he got Rivka, and they got married. Don't try marrying a three-year-old. But they got married, he was 40, she was 3, and they got married. The pasuk goes on and says something amazing, that they weren't able to have children. Like all the imahos, they weren't able to have children. They were barren in the beginning. Ki akarahi, says the pasuk. But then finally, she was able to have a child. Rashi brings down that Yitzchak went in one corner, Rivka went in the other, and they were davening for each other. The way sometimes when someone's going through a hard time, or not even a hard time, just to daven for each other is such a powerful thing. And then the Torah tells us something amazing. Vayitratzu abonim bikirba, and the children were crushed within her. Vatomer and came lamaze anochi, and she said, "Why is this I? Why lamaze anochi?" But the Talmud lidrosh et Hashem, and we all know the famous medrash when we were very little kids. We're taught this medrash that whenever Rivka passed by Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, Steigin the Torah, even before the Torah was given, the baby started kicking. And whenever she passed the place of Avodah Zarah, also the baby started kicking. And she said, "Why is this I? Lama zeh anochi? Why is this happening to me?" Again, in those days, there were no sonograms. You couldn't tell exactly what's going on. Very interesting. Shiloh. Give a shout out to my uncle Gedalia, Gedalia Mamzer, right? Shiloh, good Shilohs. That, let's say you have a woman that's married to a kohen, and like my wife, she's married to a kohen, and she knows that the baby's either a girl. Is she allowed? Again, a baby can't be tameh, be a kohen. So is she allowed to go to the Beis HaKvaros if she knows that it's definitely a girl? A big Shiloh about sonograms. Okay, we're not having a halachic shiur over here. But vayitratzu abonim bikirba, they're fighting within each other. And she says, lama zeh anochi. Question one. Why the lashon lama zeh anochi? Why is this I? It's strange. Question 1b. They say, b'shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, also Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, they say b'shem him. The Gemara tells us, famous Gemara in the Gemara in Nida and Daf Lamed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, and we're learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that connection with Hashem, and then we come out, and then He hits us on the bottom, right below our nose, and we forget Kol HaTorah Kula. That's why at a Bris Milah, you have a Shalom Zachar, there's lentils there. Why? Because there's obviously it's a Simcha, there should be Shalom Bat also, unbelievable Shalom Bat in the time of Chazal. But why? Because there's an idea of Avelus a little. Why Avelus? Because you were just learning Kol HaTorah Kula with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So ask Rav Chaim. I don't get it. Perhaps he shouldn't have wanted to leave. He's learning with Hashem. Why would Yaakov want to jump out to the Yeshiva Shem and Aver? Question 2. We know we're introduced to Yaakov and Esav. Perichov, hey, Pasuchov, hey, 25, 25. Admoni. Kula kader se'ar ve'yikru shmo Esav. Rashi brings down, why is his name Esav? Hakol kori lochein lefi shaya nase v'nigmar. He was fully made and he was complete. Like Esav, va'atsu, he was complete. And the next pasuk, v'achar kein yotza achiv yado ochezes be'ikov. As we know, Yaakov, because he's grabbing onto the heel of Esav. And we're introduced to this fight between a Yaakov and an Esav. We're still having this fight between a Yaakov and an Esav. And the question is, what is this fight about? What are they fighting? What's it about? Question three. It's very fascinating. Because, very, very fascinating. In the Torah, there's very little literature about Yitzchak. We know in Parshas Vayera at the end, we have Akedas Yitzchak. But again, there's Midrashim about Yitzchak, but not so much talking from Yitzchak. And then last week's Parsha Chayisora, again, we're trying to find, Eliezer trying to find a wife for Yitzchak, but again, not so much interaction in Torah Shebechsav, in our great written Torah, there's not so much interaction about a Yitzchak. And then we come to this week's Parsha again, not so much. Again, you have a story with Yaakov and Esau going to get the brachas, but not so much. The only time that we see a lot about Yitzchak is about the Be'er, fighting at the wells, all the different wells in Sitna and Rehovos. And it's very fascinating because it was quoted before. The Rambam writes, the Rambam in his 14 books of Mishneh Torah, codifying the Gemara, normally he doesn't go into Jewish history. However, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, look, right, in the first Halacha, he goes into a whole history of Klal Yisrael. And when he's talking about Yitzchak, he says four words that Yitzchak had Be'eros. But why? Why such little information about Yitzchak in the Torah? So again, let's just chazer over, make sure we have it, make sure we have it clear. Vayitratzu abonim bekirbo, loma ze anochi, Sarah says, not Sarah, Rivka says, loma ze anochi, why is this I? And also, why did Yaakov want to get out? He's learning with the Rabbani Shalom, the Torah. Question two, what is this fight? Esau is asui. Yaakov is grabbing onto the heel, but this is a fight for generation. What is the fight about? And lastly, why in the Torah Shebechsav is there very little information about Yitzchak? So we're going to get to the Yisaidis, because it's all about the Yisaidis, about that fundamental, that, you know, the point, the Yisaidis of life. You know, we'll give a shout out again to Jacob Becker, right? The turning point of the Yisaidis that we have to bring into our lives in a real way, right? So, my shiur started, right? It's just an honor, they like that now. But, what is it? So, I told this story before, it's a great story. About sonograms, we're talking about sonograms, by Yiratzu Abonim Bekirva. I remember when we had, me and my wife, Chani, we had our first child. So we're going, Hashem, and we're going to go get a sonogram and see, you know, make sure everything's okay. Baruch Hashem. And I wanted to find out what it was. You know, first baby, you're going to find out what it was. And my wife said, what's the point? I don't want to find out what it is. Back and forth. So I'm like, okay, you know, the wife always wins. And I'm not going to find out. But then we're sitting there and I see on the screen. And I'm like, oh, I know what it is. I look at my wife with that little grin and I'm like, I know what it is. She's like, how do you know what it is? I'm like, I know. So she's like, I have a question for you. Because it says female on the screen? I'm like, yeah, why would it say male? Again, the world's a great place, but, you know, men can't have children. It's just impossible. So why would it say female? She's like, you know, the female's talking about me. I'm like, why? That doesn't make sense. It's funny, because a couple of weeks later, I hurt my arm, and I also had a sonogram, so I understand. It could say male also. But I was right. It was a female. And then we had a lot of females, Baruch Hashem. We still have a lot of females. Baruch Hashem, Chaim Kinesi, give us a brach, the Rosh Hashanah, right? Two little boys, Baruch Hashem. But again, Rivka was so confused. Rivka had a father-in-law that was Avram, a mother-in-law that was Sarah, and all they did was preach Judaism. They lived the Avos Hashem. And she's married to the Gadol Hador Yitzchak. And now she's so confused. She doesn't know what to do. I want to serve Hashem. I come from a house of a love, and I come from the house of a Besuel, and I realize that it's sheker. I realize it's false, and I realize that I have to get out of there. And now I'm married to this unbelievable tzaddik, one of the Avos. Did she know he was going to be an Av? I don't know, but he's a great Av. And she's so excited, but then all of a sudden, she starts with the baby, starts kicking, and she didn't know. She didn't know it was twins. She got so nervous that maybe this child is going to go to do Avodah Zarah. And then he goes to the Beis Medrash. Which one is it? Where are you going? What kind of child do I have? You know, the Vilna Gaon takes it even one step further. Es Hashem Elokecha, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the first of the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi.
That she, what was she saying?
That I believe in the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi, or citing on rights. That all the 613 mitzvahs are coming under the Aseres HaDibros. Again, machlokes, can you do stand for them? Some people do, a different trup. The Rambam, big halachic discussion. Do you stand for Aseres HaDibros? Do you not? If you only stand for them, so then maybe the rest of the Torah doesn't feel important. Again, a whole discussion. But Rivka is saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, all I want to do is serve you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Anochi Hashem. So why is this I? You know, the Gemara tells this in Pesachim, Baba Kama, famous Gemara, in Rechem Yatsuni. He went and he was darshan all the S's. He took all the S in the Torah, whenever it says S, and he came to include something. It's a marbe, it's coming to include something. He finally got to the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that you should fear God. And he got stuck. What can I add to fearing God? What am I going to add? And he got stuck. And he took his whole thesis, thousands and thousands of proof. Imagine if I wrote a whole thesis and I find one little thing off. Forget about that one little thing. He takes his whole thesis and says, out the window, it's not true what I said. And his great Talmud, the Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, who we know so much about, Rabbi Akiva comes and says, no. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira represents Talmidei Chachamim. How did Rabbi Nechemiah Yamsuni know that it's talking about, how did Rabbi Akiva know that it's talking about Talmidei Chachamim? Because he saw his great Rabbi, Rabbi Nechemiah Yamsuni. He saw the emes. And they tell a famous story. They tell a famous story of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, my grandfather. Rav Chaim Zev Bamzer Zatzal would often tell me that Rav Chaim was the Rav Brisk. Rav Chaim was a tzaddik. He was like a chemist. He was able to analyze everything, right? Brisker learning. And he was able to analyze everything on a deep level and understand Rambams and go deep. Rav Chaim. They say Rav Chaim, when he was going to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin. So they said, if you want to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin, you have to come and give a shiur in front of all the great Talmidei Chachamim. And he started giving a shiur and all the pilpul and everything, Rambams and Gemaras and going unbelievable. Everyone was blown away. They couldn't believe it. Next day he comes in and says, everything I said was wrong. I found the Rambam that's against what I said, rips it all up and says it's all wrong. On the spot, he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Emes. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. What did it say by the pasuk of Rivka? She went to Lidrosh Es Hashem. She went to go. Rashi brings down that she wanted to understand what was going on. She went to shame and Aver. She said, what is going on? What is going on in my life? Why are these children fighting? What is this fight about? What is it? Is it children? Is it child? What is it? The Nefesh HaChaim says something amazing. Nefesh HaChaim says that we know that it says, Ik Vasher Shama Avraham Bekoli. And the Gemara tells us in Yuman Daf Chav Ches that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And we'll speak about, we always do, how can Yaakov marry two sisters if he also kept the Kol HaTorah Kula? However, the great Nefesh HaChaim, the Brisker Rav, brings down, you know what she was saying, Lama Zeh Anochi? We know women don't have the mitzvah puravu. The mitzvah is on the man. So she's saying, why am I going through all these struggles? Lama Zeh Anochi, why is this I? I don't even have a mitzvah puravu. Why is this happening to me? Comes along the Heilige Ramban. And the Ramban says, why the wells? Why are we focusing so much on the wells? Everything is about the well, right? Eliezer meets Rivka by the well. That was like the hangout. Over here, there's fighting of the wells, says the great Ramban. You know what the wells represent? The first well represents the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. The second well, Sitno, represents the second Beis HaMikdash. Rehovos represents the third Beis HaMikdash. Do you know what a well represents? You know what Yitzchak was? You know why there's very little literature in the Torah about Yitzchak? Avraham Avinu, says the Rambam, and also different Midrashim, Avraham Avinu went through all the different Avodah Zarahs, and he realized that they're all false. Finally, he came to the Hakara, he had the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. And he founded this religion, Baruch Hashem, this Ribbono Shel Olam, and he passed it down from generation. You know, the next step, when he's giving it over to his son, because everyone wants to be an inventor, everyone wants to do their own thing. Yitzchak could have just said, okay, Dad, I hear what you're saying, I hear what you're doing, let me add something to it. But Yitzchak had the level, the Midrashim say that Yitzchak represented the idea of Gvura. He represented the idea that he's strong. Why is he strong? He's strong because he said, listen, my father founded Judaism. He founded the Rabboni Shalom. I need to continue it. I need to make it go, and I need to pass it on to my children. So that was Gvura. There's very little literature about Yitzchak because he was the channel between an Avram channeling it to a Yaakov and Yaakov taking it further. And that's Gvura sometimes. What's this fight? What's this fight between a Yaakov and an Esav? Again, a fight that's still going on. So Yaakov represents the idea, Rashi brings down, that he was grabbing onto the heel. But it wasn't just the heel. He was grabbing on saying, I'm in this world. I'm in this world to produce. But I'm in this world for Olam Haba. I'm in this world to get close. I look to the future. I try to see, where am I going to go? How am I going to build myself? But where am I going in the future? And Esav lived his whole life asui. I'm complete. I don't need anything. How do I know this? Because of Bechorah. What happens? Esav sells the Bechorah for red lentil soup. What? Come on. We're talking about Olam Haba. We're talking about Beis HaMikdash. What were you selling? Because he believed that I'm in this world for this world and nothing else. And Yaakov says it's not true. The physicality is to bring spirituality. I look to the future, and it's very interesting. Even when the Pasuk says that Yitzchak loved Esav, past. When it talks about Rivka, Ohedes, in the future, she loves Yaakov, because Yaakov was a future-oriented person. Always looking to the future. They know a great story with Rav Shach, right? The great Rav Shach, the Gadol Hador, in Vnei Brak. One time Rav Shach actually walked into Eishet Torah when he was in Yerushalayim. Noach Weinberg, who founded Eishet Torah, tremendous what's going on in Eishet Torah nowadays. And the one time Rav Shach, the Gadol Hador, walked in. And he said the following famous line. He said, if one man could kill 6 million, one man could save 6 million, the power of the individual. But Rav Shach said something powerful. He said, you know, I don't know, I think he was talking about Rothschild, Machlokes, who he was talking about, but someone very wealthy. And he said, he might be getting a bigger Olam Haba than me. He gives out a lot of stucco, helps out people that need it, but I know I'm getting a greater Olam Haza. Because the way I'm davuk to Hashem and I learn the Torah and I make Torah so real, wow. And you know what? Rav Shach definitely had a big Olam Haba, and he's sitting in with all the Gedolim up there, with the Moshe Rabbeinu steiging the Torah in Shemayim. Because he was a goal-oriented person. And Yaakov, I'm never done. I'm never done. I'm always going to go more. And we'll talk more about his struggles, because Yaakov Avinu had so many struggles. But this constant fight between an Esav and a Yaakov. And Esav says, I'm done, I'm complete. There's nothing more for me to do. And Yaakov represents the idea that I could just keep on going. I look to the future. The Ibn Ezra says an amazing thing. That Yaakov went to get the brachas. And it's funny because the whole midah of Yaakov is emes. It seems at this story that maybe he wasn't doing so much emes. But again, Mefarshim explained that maybe he said, your son, pause, right? There are different ways. The Netziv says, Rav Tali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, Rav Shiva Volozhin says, that really he did Avera Lishma. He did it because Hashem told him he has to do it. You need to take the brachos. You're representing Klal Yisro. You're continuing Klal Yisro. And the Ibn Ezra says something awesome, that Yaakov came in, got the brachos. Esav's coming in, he hears it, goes behind the door. Esav comes in, and then comes out. 1 second, the whole Jewish history would have changed. If Esav saw Yaakov, he would have killed him right away. And Yaakov ran away, as we know. He runs away. But wow. The whole idea of Yaakov is that I'm in this world for Olam Haba. I'm in this world. You know, Rav Gav Freeman, a famous speaker, I know him a little from high school, came to Yeshiva and he spoke this week. And he was talking about Tefillah, how you connect to Tefillah, and Tefillah is a hard thing for anyone. It's Rashi and Brachos, that people are mezazel the Tefillah, it's hard. And he said an amazing thing that people don't even think about. You ask, oh, what am I doing? I'm trying to make money. What are you trying to make money for? I'm trying to make money. No. If a person tries to think, what am I doing things for? I'm trying to give money so I can help my family. I'm trying to give money so I can have stucco. Why do you need this? What is your purpose? Why are you doing these things? But if you're able to channel the physicality to spirituality, there's nothing greater than that. There's nothing greater. And we're trying to become Bnei Yaakov. We are Bnei Yaakov. We're not a silly. We have to realize that we could just keep on going further and further. the famous story of the Chafetz Chaim. They even made a song out of it. Someone was visiting in Radin, the great Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan HaKoyin. The Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishneh Berurah, so many Sfarim, hundreds and hundreds of Sfarim. And they came, and someone was coming to visit the great Chafetz Chaim, and they saw he had wooden benches, he didn't have furniture. And he turned to the Gadol Hador and said, Gadol Hador, why do you have furniture like this? You're the Gadol Hador. And he turned to the person that was coming to meet him and said, where's your furniture? He said, I'm just passing through. And the Chafetz Chaim turned to him and said, so am I. And again, Mitzvus Yesharim says, again, we got to take advantage of this world also. We got to see all the beautiful things. We have to see Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem. And again, the Chafetz Chaim is the Chafetz Chaim, but we have to strive for greatness. We have to realize that, wow, of course we have Olam Hazeh, and we have to take advantage of what we have, Baruch Hashem, the wealth that Hashem has given us. But we have to realize the end goal. Where am I going with it? What am I using it for? What am I using my money for? What am I using? Why? Why am I doing this? Because there's a purpose. There's a purpose to get that relationship with Hashem. Why was it? Why did Yaakov have to get out? Well, he's learning Torah with Hashem. It's a Gemara Nida. It's not a Baba Maisa. It's a Mamshe Gemara Nida. Because although he was learning with Hashem, there was a Rasha Esav next to him. And a person needs to put himself in a growth-oriented place. If he doesn't put himself in a growth-oriented place, then things are not going to be good. So I think this is the aside. This is the foundation point. Rivka. She said, all I want is to pass on getting from marrying Yitzchak, one of the Avos, from an Avram to a Sarah to a Yitzchak, and I don't know what's going on in my stomach, I don't know, but all I want is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And Yitzchak represents the idea of Gvura. There's not so much written about him in the Torah, because he took what Avram gave him, getting that connection with Hashem, and he said, I'm the channel, I'm that tunnel to make it go through. And the fight between a Yaakov and an Esav is Esav thinks, I'm complete. I don't have to think about the future. It's all about here and now, the physicality now. But as Jews, and we believe that, yes, we have to do mitzvahs. Yes, we have great things for us. But there's an end goal. There's an end goal of being an Olam Haba. Mamash, we need the Beis Hamikdash. We need Mashiach now. We do. We really need Mashiach now. We're not going to sing it. We want Mashiach now. But we need Mashiach. We need the Beis HaMikdash, the third one. As the Ramban writes, the third one. We need it now. And Yaakov represents the idea that we're never going to give up. That we're going to strive for greatness, realizing that we're in this world for this world to get to the Olam Haba. Be'ezras Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Toldos. An amazing, amazing Rosh Chodesh. And everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.